Genesis chapter 44. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, Fill the men's sacks with food, as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth. And put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his corn money. And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their donkeys. And when they had gone out of the city and not yet far off, Joseph said to his steward, Rise up, follow after the men, and when you overtake them, say to them, Why have you rewarded evil for good? Is not this cup from which my Lord drinks, and in which indeed he divines? You have done evil in so doing. And he overtook them, and he spoke to them these same words. And they said to him, Why does my Lord say these words? God forbid that your servants should do according to this thing. Look, the money, which we found in our sacks' mouths, we brought again to you out of the land of Canaan. How then should we steal out of your Lord's house silver or gold? With whomever of your servants it is found, both let him die, and we also will be my Lord's bondmen. And he said, Now also let it be according to your words, He with whom it is found shall be my servant, and you shall be blameless. Then every man speedily took down his sack to the ground, and each one opened his sack. And he searched, and began at the eldest, and left at the youngest, and the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they tore their clothes, and every man loaded up his donkey, and returned to the city. And Judah and his brothers came to Joseph's house, because he was still there, and they fell before him on the ground. And Joseph said to them, What deed is this that you have done? Do you not know that such a man as I can certainly divine? And Judah said, What shall we say to my Lord? What shall we speak? Or how shall we clear ourselves? God has found out the sin of your servants. Look, we are my Lord's servants, both we and he also with whom the cup is found. And he, Joseph, said, God forbid that I should do so, but the man in whose hand the cup is found, he shall be my servant, and as for you, return in peace to your father. Then Judah came near to him and said, O my Lord, let your servant, I urge, ask you, speak a word in my Lord's ears, and do not let your anger burn against your servant, because you are even as Pharaoh. My Lord asked his servant, saying, Have you a father or a brother? And we said to my Lord, We have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one, and his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loves him. And you said to your servants, Bring him down to me, that I may set my eyes upon him. And we said to my Lord, The lad cannot leave his father, because if he should leave his father would die. And you said to your servants, Except your youngest brother comes down with you, you shall see my face no more. And it came to pass when we came up to your servant my father, we told him the words of my Lord. And our father said, Go again, and buy us a little food. And we said, We cannot go down. If our youngest brother is with us, then we will go down, because we may not see the man's face, unless our youngest brother is with us. And your servant my father said to us, You know that my wife bore me two sons. And the one went out from me, and I said, Surely he is torn in pieces, and I have not seen him since. And if you take this also from me, and mischief befalls him, you shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. Now therefore, when I come to your servant my father, and the lad is not with us, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life, it shall come to pass, when he sees that the lad is not with us, that he will die. And your servants shall bring down the gray hairs of your servant our father with sorrow to the grave. Because your servant took responsibility for the lad to my father, saying, If I do not bring him to you, then I shall bear the blame to my father forever. Now therefore I urge ask you, let your servant stay instead of the lad as a bondman to my lord, and let the lad go up with his brothers. Because how shall I go up to my father, if the lad is not with me? Lest perhaps I see the evil that shall come on my father.